This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. It's time for the morning open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And let's do the numbers. After a bumpy ride last week, markets are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.25%, 36 points to 14,510. The S&P 500 is down 0.1% to 1553. The NASDAQ up just a hair to 3206. Shares of Caterpillar are up a bit this morning in spite of some disappointing earnings news. The heavy equipment maker announced profits down 45%. It also cut its forecast for the year. Joining us live now from New York is Julia Coronado, Chief Economist for North America at BNP Paribas. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Julia, what do you make of this news from Caterpillar?
So a lot of it was expected. We knew it was a tough quarter for Caterpillar, but the mix of their earnings does tell the story of the global economy, which is, you know, the U.S. business looks okay, not great. China looks okay, but a little more subdued than before. Europe looks terrible. And falling commodity prices are taking a toll on the mining business. So all in all, it leads to a pretty muddled and fairly subdued outlook for Caterpillar.
What does this say about the global economy?
Well, I mean, I think it tells the story of the transformation that's underway. You've got a country like China that's grown off of exporting to the U.S. and Europe, and the U.S. and Europe aren't growing the way they used to anymore. So how does China, where does China's growth engine come from? In fact, this is the question facing companies right now is who and where does global, who's going to drive global growth? Where is it going to come from?
What else are we expecting from company earnings this week?
Well, I think it's going to be more mixed results than we've seen before. So the market's gotten used to upside surprises, and it's been much more so far an average earnings season. So we haven't seen systematic outperformance. Some companies are doing okay, others not so good. So I think it's going to be a lot of cross currents going on.
Julia Coronado with BNP Paribas. Thank you, Julia.
It's a pleasure.